This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi, Kalim, Hey Aleph, Telu Hey Aleph, and Beis Ha and Hav. Let us review. Yesterday, Dalid, Gimel, and Dalid, Dog and Dud. Let's review. Always need to review. Okay, what's a gistra? That the shear is kitzias mashka. If it's missing even a little bit, just its handles. If you have a kli cheres that's broken, it has shards sticking out on top, like teeth. It can hold an olive at that height. Then it has tumas mago alts. That's okay, but that we said is pashut. It has tumas avir. But if it can't hold olives, then it does not have avir because it's not clickable at that area. But as tumas maga alts din yadais. Continues the mission of a kli. Sat on its side, and it's like a cathedra. It's got like three sides, and it could be makabel same idea. If it can makabel zaysim at a certain height, then it has maga and avir. If it can't be makabel zaysim at that height, it does not have avir, but it has maga al din yaldos. This is not like Rabbi Huda, who says that gistra has to be makabel the way it was makabel originally. The bottom of the korfios and the bottom of the koisim atzidonim, these are different kalim that are made to be supported. Similar to the lapid, had a couple prakim ago. Even though they cannot sit without support, and they don't meet that condition for tuma, they have tuma. Why? Because that's the way they're made mitchila. And I think they say even if it's a shard of that original kli, Mishnah dalid. A kli cheres that has three rims, inner, middle, outer. If the penimis is the top, is the highest, then only the penimis is tummy, the rest are tars. This is a kol tar, but that's very misleading. If the outer is the highest, then they're all tummy. We said maybe one pshat is that it's all one big kli now. Or they're all the middle is the ikr, but this is the now the middle has been extended because no border separating the two. If the middle one's the highest, so then what makes sense is inner from that is tame, outer from that is tahar. Good. Let's say they're all equal. So I would say then just the inner. That's what Chum say. Just the inner. He does a very strange sheet. He split it up. The middle area splits. The inner is tame, the outer is tahar. Shem Yor Neno, I don't know. We didn't get much of a shot. But they say there's a whole Ram has a whole different shot in the Mishnah. And I would assume that if you go with the Rambam's pshat, the Mishnah would make a little more sense.
Did you have the three pictures in it?
I got pictures, yeah. I don't know. I have to look at that. I didn't get a chance. Okay. Akli cheres, at what point is it mekabel tuma from the time that you put it in the kivshon? And you heat it up in the kivshon, that is its gemar milachton. Perakei Mishnah Aleph. We now are discussing tanurim. I don't know how many prakim we have a tanurim, but definitely a couple. I don't know, maybe it's five, I don't know. But we have, a tanur is going to be a big subject in Masechtas Kelim. First four prakim were all about kli cheres. And now we're talking about tanur. Tanur is also kli cheres. But why do we need specific prakim about tanur? Because you're going to see tanur has a lot of other halachas, a lot of other scenarios that need to be discussed. Now, as an introduction, the tanur of the Mishnah was a upside down pot, basically, okay? Wide down below, narrow on top. That helps the heat to be preserved properly. No bottom. And it was portable. When they want to use it, they put it on the ground and they attach it to the ground with clay. They have a insulation for the oven, the tefillah. We spoke about that at one point. That did come up before. It's part of the tanur. You want to bake in the oven, you put coals or firewood, etc., at the bottom of the oven, heat it up. If you're cooking bread, you stick the bread to the sides of the oven. Good thing that dough is sticky. That was the old way, fashion way of making bread. Okay? Don't try that at home. It's a geschmack. I think it could taste good that way, actually. Anyways. Now, why is it tanur tame? A kli cheres needs to have a kli kibble. So one shot is that it's just a gzeres hakasuv. And the Kli Cheres has to be a Kli, and this is Mechobr Lakarka. Xeris HaKosov. There are other ways of learning at the bottom. Let's just say, Xeris HaKosov, this is what the Torah told us. This is an exception. Tchilo say Arba. It has to be the Shir Toma for the Mekabal Toma. It has to be at least four Tvachim in height. Ushir Varba. And if it breaks, it still has to be four Tvachim. Devir Amer. Fine. If it's less than that, any tumah that it had is removed, and it cannot be makabel any future tumah. What about width? Some say also to be four tefachim and wide. That seems to be a discussion. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chamaimrim. Bedvar memurim was this said by a gadol. By a big tanur, I agree. Avol bekatan. What is a tanur katan? It says it's used for children's play. Can you imagine? Little Tykes oven. Fisher Price.
He was there then.
We give our kids toy ovens, but they don't work. They're plastic. Yeah, nice play ovens. They give them that worked. So much for fire safety. They gave them grasshoppers to play with. We had the Gemara and Shabbos, the Mishnah and Shabbos, and we had the Gemara tell us they used to give them chicken heads to play with. So you know, these kids were of a different sort. Before the Walmart days. All right. B'katan, t'chilasei kol shehu. Any size. Wow. Any size. Even a tefach. Vishyar avrubai. As long as most of it is intact. Has a din of a kli and smakabot to him. Okay. Now, what's the problem? They say there's a big problem with this Mishnah. Why? What's the big problem? Well, they say like this. You cannot understand the Mishnah Kipshutai. Why? Because then you're saying that even if it's less than a tefach, see, they say kol shu meant tefach. Okay. Shior of, and leftovers has to be at least right. Less than a tefach, what use is it? Can't be. Can't be still makabel tumah. It's such a small shear. It says no use. You know, no use. Elamai. What are we referring to? A large oven. According to the Chamim, does not necessarily need to be four tefachim. What? I thought you said in the beginning of the Mishnah, the Chamim said meant from a gadol. It sounds like they agree to a matter by a gadol. Now you're telling me they disagree? The Gemara answers. One or the other. You could either be Rive, or you could be four Tvachim. So let's say originally you were 10. Then four Tvachim would be enough. Originally you were 6. Then you have to be Rive is enough. One or the other. That's the one way they say. Yeah. Other way of saying it, Rashi explains, the opposite. You have to have both. You have to have Rive and four. So if it was originally 7, and now it's 3.5, you have Rive, you don't have four. If it was originally 10, you have four, and you have four now. You have four, but you don't have Rive. You need both. That would be a Kula. Because that's saying that to still have tumah, I have to fulfill both qualifications. If I don't, then I'm tahar. Fine. It's very sussum in the Mishnah. I mean, let's read the Mishnah now. That's true by gadol. Any amount, even a teva. Period. Sure, rubai by the gadol. You also have to have rive. Or Rive. It's very, very awesome. I mean, I must say, it's not an easy read. Chulin Kuf Chavdal, it says. It's not a Gemara in Kalim, because there's no Gemara in Kalim. All right. Fine. Mishatigomer melachtoi. This is just on the whole Mishnah. Tanra is mekabotum when it's gomer melachtoi. Where is the gomer melachtoi? What's gomer melachtoi? So the Tanra does not go into a kiln, apparently. That's not what was done. Why? I think they say it would ruin it. Because you have to put on this insulating tefillah. And you wouldn't want to put that in the Tanra, I guess. Yeah. Because then it wouldn't work. It wouldn't harden it. So how do you finish an oven? By using it the first time. So the Mishnah is coming to tell you don't have to heat it to the highest temperature. That would be fit for bread. You could even put it on a low temperature. And then it's considered Mishnah. When you heat up to the temperature, that kidei would be enough. Levis boy sufganin to bake sufganin, which are blila rakas, batter, that's some sort of batter dough. That level is obviously a lower temperature. Mishiyasek esachodosh. Kedei lefois bayoshin sufganin. When you heat up an oven to the level, the heat, that if it was an old oven, it could bake sufganin. You have to understand something. An old oven, since apparently it gets strong, more and more insulated as the older it gets. People like old ovens, you know. Old ovens. It's good, it's strong. I don't know exactly why, but old ovens. Okay. Maybe not nowadays, but. So you don't need as much heat, I guess, because it preserves it better. It has better insulation. So if you get it to the temperature, say 400, that in an old oven it could bake sufganin, then you have a completed oven. Mishnah base. Kira. Kira. So I always thought a kira is a rectangle shape. They show it more as an oval. I don't know if it makes a difference, but that's not the way I always understood it. Okay, could be they're both true. Could be both true. Both possible. You have two holes on top, okay, that you can put pots in. You can also put pots inside the kira. They used it, I don't think they make bread in kiras. I don't think so. It was straight, it wasn't sloped, okay. It was not as hot as a tanner, that we know from all the Gemaras and Shabbos. Shiva Chazara. Kira was not as hot. Tchilasa Shalash. Has to be three etzbaos. That's tiny. What are you going to do with three etzbaos? What is that, like a camping stove? Take with you in your backpack? It's tiny. Shiva Shalash. And leftovers, if it breaks, it still has to be three tvachim. Still have toma. Less than three. Then it loses its Kabbalah's Toma. Shita Gamar Malacha. Has to have Gamar Malacha. Here's the Gamar Malacha. Here we go again. What's the Gamar Malacha? Misha Sekena. I heat it up. Kedei Levash Alea. That a temperature, 300 degrees. That I could bake on it a chicken egg. Shema Beitzim. The lightest of all the eggs, which is chicken egg. Trufa. Beaten with oil, they say. Unasilna. And put it in ilfis. In a preheated pan. What temperature would you need to cook an egg, beaten, put in oil, in a preheated pan? Not a lot. I mean, relative. So we're saying that's if you reach that temperature, I think, for how much time? For a minute? For a second? Let's say. Then you're done. You're finished, and you're completed, and you're mekabel tomer. Okay. Do they have to insulate the kira? It doesn't say so. Remember, the tanur, the walls are much more of a function by the tanur because you actually put the bread on the walls, mashink in the kira. Ha-kupach. Kupach. What's kupach? Kupach, small kira. Put one pot on top. Osei lahafiya. If you made it for baking, shiroi katanur. That's the din of a tanner. Okay. Then it has to be for tvachim, and it's completed when you can bake the sufganin, etc., etc. Also, the bishul, if you're planning on using it for bishul, dinukikira, three spice, and you heat it up to beitzakala, fine. Ha'evin ayoytzim natanur, if you have a stone that protrudes from the oven, used as a handle, tefach, up to a tefach has a din of a yad. Menakira, shalosh espos, three espos, same three fingers again. Chibur, that's considered attached. In Kabbalah. More than that, not. Right. Hayutzim in a kubach, also lafia, if you made it for baking, shirik etaner. Tefach, so the bishul is made for cooking, shirik ekira, three etzpahs, pretty straightforward. Yeah. This is a din of yad. Yad is only a din of yad if it's necessary. So it sounds like if it's bigger than this shir, it's not necessary. That's the idea. Amr Bihuda, the Amr Tevach, the shear of a Tevach is only because Ben Tanel Kozel. You put a tanner between, you put the yad between the oven and the Kozel. Usually they would put the oven as close to the wall as possible because they don't want to take up too much space in the house. So if the stone, the handle is too long, then it's an impediment. You don't want it there. It gets in the way. So more than that, it's not a yad. You wouldn't want it there because you're going to take it off. But if it's not in the middle of the room, you don't care. The bigger, the better. Okay. Hayushnei tanurim simuchan zelazeh, they're next to each other, and they're one big yad that goes from one to the other. Oh. Yeah, handle in the middle. Zeh tevach, zeh tevach. This one tevach, that one tevach. Vashar, the rest is tar. Again, that's probably not against a wall then, because... So that would go against Rabbi Yehuda L'chaira. Sounds like it. They don't speak that out, but I would assume that it would not go like Rabbi Yehuda. This is tefach is only by a wall. This is not by a wall. I don't know. Maybe. So the tefach on each side is a yad, but what's in the middle is no man's land, is tar. That's all for today, everybody. Say, have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.